Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Qur'an Hakim stated, not in one place, rather time and time again, Allah ta'ala repeatedly has stated, وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Now in our everyday lives, our experience is that whatever is closest to us, whatever is closest to us, the most closest thing, what is that? That we utilize, that we use. That's our libas, our clothes, our attire. We worry about our clothes, we wash them, we clean them. And it also shows the personality of a person. Obviously, if a person outside, when he leaves home, wears attire, clothing, then he leaves with a bit of care and attention. And he looks after himself. I don't want my clothes to get dirty. And the more a person is pure and clean, the more he looks after his own clothes in the same way. So the person wears the clothes, puts the clothes on and leaves home. After some time, after some hours, depends what environment or conditions that person's in. And then the clothes start to get dirty, unclean. If it's hot, then due to sweat, if it's dusty, due to the dust, if it's raining, the clothes get wet. So, within a few hours, the libas that he put on the clothes in the beginning, they don't remain the same. Yeah, you change new clothes, new change of clothes. You try your best. Okay, I want my clothes to stay the same. I don't want no smell on them. I don't want no splashes. When you come back in the evening, definitely it will be a burden on your mind that my libas isn't the same. This is the experience of our everyday life. We see this. And most of all, a person wears clothes for 2 days or 3 days. Then the clothes start to get, you know, dirty. And there's a problem. Then what do? We take them off and throw them away? No, I don't think we just throw them away. That you wear clothes every day and you change the clothes every day and throw them away. Oh, it's dirty. Oh, throw it in the dustbin. Do we do that? No. What do we do with our clothes that we've worn for a day or two or three? What we do, according to our capabilities and our means, we wash them. If we've got a washing machine, we place them in the washing machine to get cleaned. If not, we do hand wash with our own hands. And then we put washing powder in the cleaning cycle. And on top of that, we put some fragrance. What do we call that? The conditioner, which has fragrance. So that a nice fresh fragrance comes from the clothes. We do this, don't we? Okay, so the washing machine, clothes are put in, the cycle, it begins, it cleans the clothes, and then we put them on again, then they get dirty again. So those clothes that we put in the machine, they come out clean, pure with the fragrance, we put them on again, nice and clean, then they get dirty again, we utilize them again, then that same cycle goes round, comes back round, and then eventually, after some time, when the clothes maybe have tears in them, get damaged, we throw them away. So this is an example that we have in our lives. Now, iman of the human being, belief, is the most valuable thing. And that also starts to get spoilt in the same way. Yes, because the environment spoils things, contaminates things. Libas, clothes, are spoilt or get dirty due to the environment. And iman also gets spoilt or affected by environment. Just like we cannot prevent our libas due to rain and wind or impurities, the libas clothes get dirty. In the same way is the similitude with iman. For example, when a person, like we're sat in the masjid now, our iman is on a different level. Those people, for example, in different places, present wherever, so their feeling would be different. Somebody sat in a dhikr majlis, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, His mercies, they descend on the gathering. So we know this from the hadith, that home where the dhikr of Allah takes place, in that home, this is a hadith, that That home where Allah Ta'ala's remembrance takes place becomes so valuable for the inhabitants of the heavens. In the hadith is stated, the inhabitants of the skies, the heavens, they look around the whole world and they see the homes where dhikr is taking place, and they see those homes shining like the stars and the moon. Allah. The angels say, what's this? Are there houses like this in the world amongst the dirt? They're sparkling, shining. Allah says, yes, there is. There are homes. That home, that home, this man, that woman, this girl, this human being is sat down remembering me. Subhanallah. So tell me, in those homes where angels are looking towards, how many rahmas and mercies will come into the homes? So what we should do is that in our homes we should select a place, a corner of the house, a room of the house. Forget about corners. MashaAllah, nowadays there are big houses, people live in big homes. So select a separate room for the sake of worship and devotion and salah. Keep it pure and clean. Becomes the masjid of the house, within the house. And the women especially, they should be careful. They should select a corner or a portion of the house and give it the status of the masjid. Pray there, do dhikr there, do everything there. And there's another benefit there. When you do this, that the angels whose food is dhikr, the angels whose food is dhikr, when it's time that a person's about to do dhikr, then the angels start to gather in that place where dhikr is taking place. Oh, it's time for roti. It's time for food, bread. Because this is their food. Dhikr, Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala allow His rahmah to shower onto his grave, Hazrat Abdul Hay, Dr. Abdul Hay, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib, alhamdulillah. He said that just like we have breakfast in the morning, physically, the same way the ruh, the soul, asks for breakfast in the morning. So he asked his colleagues, Hazrat Taqi Sahib, Mother Zala Ali, said that Hazrat would ask, have you had breakfast then come? And Mulana Mufti Taqi Sahib and Rafi Usmani Sahib would say, yes, we've had breakfast. What did you eat? He asked. Yes, we had tea and bread and roti. He said, that's for your body, the breakfast. But the other food items Allah Ta'ala has given for your ruh, why have you fed your ruh before you come? They said, oh. So this is the point here, that when a person gives food to the body at the same time, we should look after our ruh. We should also give breakfast to the soul. So our ruh, is that what's the hal condition? That we don't feed them anything and they're so hungry. They're so hungry and we've spoiled them so much that they've withered away. They're frail, they're like dead. That we don't think about thinking in our homes, our bodies are big, somebody's got blood pressure, somebody's leg is spoiled, somebody's stomach sticking out. Different issues. Our poor soul, the spirit, it's hungry. It's malnourished. So as I was saying, brothers, that we can't throw the clothes away, can we, when they're dirty. So in the same way the environment spoils, just like the clothes are spoiled, a person is spoiled. And his iman gets dirty, impure. So when clothes get dirty and there's smell, odor, you can see the stains, then how will you see that the iman is in a bad way, in a negative way, and is going downhill or it's spoilt? So how will we realize that iman is affected or negative? Very easy way. A person whose iman is dirty, belief is contaminated, impure, and it's been stained. The sign is that that person doesn't feel like praying salah. That's the sign. That if you pray salah, I'll pray. What's the problem with you? What problem have you got? He'll say straight away. Imagine. Imagine. And he's saying this to Allah. Allah Ta'ala is saying, pray salah, aqimus salah. Establish prayer. Imagine. And the person answers how? Directly. He says, what's your problem? Why are you telling me to pray salah? I'll pray when I have to. Such a big order, action. Think about it for a moment. Think about it. So, this is the weakness of iman. The sign is that Allah's orders, a person, when it comes to Allah's orders, he doesn't consider them good or nice. The orders of Allah don't look nice to him or feel nice to him. He doesn't like them, he or she. He says straight away, I don't like it. Leave it out, please. Leave it to me. Just leave it to me. I'll see to it. Don't worry. That's not so. Don't talk about this all the time. And he gives a straight, direct answer to the person who's trying to encourage. These are very dangerous statements. Iman, the belief of a person, it's become dirty, it's destroyed, affected. And when the person has that feeling and he's feeling down and weak, his life conditions are a negative problem, he starts to feel like want to do sins and shaitan and jinn. They overwhelm him, overtake him, they take over his home. Just like when the angels descend, when in a house dhikr is performed. In those homes where there's no dhikr, no salah, where there are sins and music and wrong actions, then the jinnat and the ghosts type creation, they descend on those homes, overtake that environment. There are two opposite things. Where you start dhikr, remember Allah, nur will come, the angels will descend, Allah's mercies will come. And where you start doing actions against Sharia, there's no proper separation between the men and women, and their wrong actions, no parda, and sins are taking place. He doesn't know, I'm saying something wrong, I'm doing something wrong. That recognition and feeling, it's evaporated. May Allah not allow that then the person dies at that time. And what a death that person will go through. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. About which the Quran has mentioned big adab, punishments are waiting for those people. And it starts from death for that person. And the person's life in the world is destroyed, and then the hereafter is destroyed. For which reason? Because the person who has iman, his iman is become impure, contaminated, weak, and he doesn't know that it's become weak. Yes, any Shari discussion, orders, he doesn't like to hear about it. He has no differentiation between halal and haram, no regard, not at home, not outside, not here, not there. If I can do it, fine. If I don't, no problem. Forget it. Go away. Don't tell me. And just one thing, that person wants money, wealth, earning, job, profession, career, and that's all the person's worried about. The woman doesn't know that what are the ahkams upon me that Allah has given to me. Any sister, go around. That what are the orders upon me, my house, how long should I be at home, how should I leave the home? And one statement we know, oh, I'm in this country, we're in this country, isn't it? We say in Punjabi, isn't it? Somebody asks, I see, it's mulki chai, we're in this country, we have to live here, isn't it? We have to do what we have to do now, what can we do? We can't help it. We give answers like this. And then the children are born in the house and they're like animals when they grow up and they become like shaitan. So when this is the condition in the environment at home, when a person's life, there's one sentence Allah says in the Quran, when you see your life is like this and your heart doesn't feel like going towards good deeds, Allah's encouragement, you don't feel like reading Quran, you feel afraid of doing tasbih, reading Quran, going to the masjid, listening to good things, or someone's giving dawah for dhikr, you feel you don't feel like it, and you say, oh, there's invitation to feast, yeah, I'll come, tell me where. 3 days in advance we start preparing for weddings and birthday parties and food feasts. Look at our preparation. Alongside we said, what music are you going to put on, which singers are going to come, which band's going to come, what's going to happen there, what's on show? Yeah, no system where the women sitting, where the men sitting. So understand, even if there are 1,000 people there, swear by Allah, the Quran says that the iman has spoiled them. And this is happening everywhere. This is where iman has gone down, totally a waste. It's a waste. If we analyze for a few minutes, that how much is this in our life, halal and haram, how much do we differentiate between good and bad, when Allah has given the order that the work of the Muslim is what? That every action you do, you should do mashura with me. Who should you do mashura with? Not with Mulana Sahib, not Mufti Sahib, with who should we consult with? Every action we do, consult with Allah. How do we consult with you? Allah says, my Quran is in front of you, it's present, it's there. My Habib Sunnah is with you, it's present, it's there as guidance. Yes, fas'alu ahlu dhikri, Allah says, if you don't understand, if you don't know, go and ask a friend of Allah. Awliya Allah. Wali Allah. Allah says that if you want the guidance from me, that why do you want to ask me? Allah says himself, Fas'alu Ahla Dhikr. Whose name is Allah Ta'ala said? Alim? Mufti Sahib? No, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned Ahlul Dhikr. Ask such an alim scholar who also does the dhikr of Allah in parallel at the same time. Yes. Yes, don't just ask any dry Maulvi, oh no, no, in this country is it haram interest? No, no, we can take a point out. If you want to do it like this, this can also become permissible. Yes, that's why Allah says in the Quran, Fas'alu Ahla Dhikr. That if you don't understand the words of the Quran, and maybe we don't, Allah says, then go and look, search for Wali Allah, a friend of Allah, someone who's close to Allah, such an alim who also does dhikr, subhanallah, who also remembers Allah. Go to that person. Go to a wali Allah. Hazrat Taqi Sahib, go to him. He sits, he's done dhikr. He's remembered Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it right? So people get upset when I say this and open, speak clearly. Let us ask. Ask from the right people. So this is the sentence Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, a great guidance, and today we need to analyze. That's why Ramadan has come to us. So what should we do now? That we've taken our clothes when they're dirty, say subhanallah. Yes? Where do we put the clothes? Into the washing machine when they're dirty. We put washing powder in there. We make them clean, the sparkling clean. We put them on again. Now if your man is dirty, contaminated, impure, Allah, we've realized today, we accept our iman is dirty. So what would we do? Are we finished? We don't know what is Sharia, Sunnah, what is this amal? We hear, we come, listen to the speech in Jummah. This is Sunnah, follow it, grow the beard properly. and do this action. It looks like after we go, when we come to the next Jummah, that person should be better, but he's even dirtier than the week before. Oh, what is Maulvi Saab saying? Oh, just mind your own business. That's what we say. We reject. If someone gives nasiha, guy, advice, it doesn't have any effect. So alhamdulillah, what should we do? So what's the washing machine for iman? We have to look for it. Allah Ta'ala has also prepared the washing machine, the cleaning agents for iman. We're mu'mins, nothing to be scared. All Allah says, I've made clothes and I've made the skies and the earth, and in the environment we live in, the clothes do get dirty. Definitely they'll get dirty. In the same way, iman will be dirty. In this dunya, iman will get contaminated. How can it be that we can safeguard our iman all the time? No. It's hard. But we should have this concern that when the clothes get dirty, we put it in the washing machine. So we should have this fikr as well, that when our iman gets dirty, straight away, immediately put the iman into the washing machine. But we don't do that. We just stay there in the same place and let it get even dirtier. Allah says, okay, fine. It's going to get dirty. The Sahaba Ikram Noble come and said, yo, Prophet of Allah, we live in this world. How can we stay clean and sinless and pure? The Prophet said, is it possible for a man to walk on water and his feet don't get wet? What a beautiful example. The Sahaba Ikram said, no, it's not possible. So how can it be possible? Said Nabi Sallam, that you live in the world and your iman doesn't get affected or get weak. It will happen. So straight away we should accept that if I'm lazy in salah, don't feel like reading Quran, then consider iman is weak. Straight away put the iman into the washing machine. Straight away. And clean the iman. And as soon as you clean it, suddenly you'll become pure and clean and refreshed. Subhanallah. And the previous contamination impurities, like the clothes were dirty, and it came out of the washing machine and the dirty water went down the drain. Same way Allah says, your sins that were stuck to you, to your body, to your iman, in such a way I'll wash them away, they'll go down the drain. They will disappear. Will we do this, brothers? The solution? Okay, so then think yourself, what mistakes are you making? What ahkams, orders of Allah you are breaking or rejecting or shunning? Then we'll realize, what's the reason for this? There's no jinn or ghost or shaitan who's affecting us. Rather, we are the biggest shaitan, that we have made our hearts dirty. We don't clean our hearts. That's why we don't feel like practicing. So we need to clean the heart. And how should we clean the heart? How? What's the formula? What's the method? Look, for everything, Allah Ta'ala has created a cleaning agent. There's washing machine for the clothes. Allah has announced in the Quran. What is the cleaning agent? For iman. As soon as you do this action, or if I do this action, I'm with you or not? Aren't I? I'm not a kutab or a ghawth sitting here. I will also implement the remedy, the solution. And what is that remedy, the solution? That's subhanAllah. That's why if we do that action, straight away iman will be cleaned, purified. That's why it sat here. Together, gathered for the dhikr of Allah. That's the reason for the dhikr of Allah. What's the purpose of dhikr of Allah? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to us. Allah Ta'ala has told us. One action Allah has mentioned in the Quran that gives a good effect on the iman. Shall I tell you what that is? Will we all do it, brothers, this action? True promise, firm promise? The action Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Allah says that, do tawbah to me, ask me to forgive you. Repent to me, Allah Ta'ala says. True, sincere repentance. That's the washing machine that washes iman. What is it? Tawbah. The act of repentance. SubhanAllah. This is what I recited. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ SubhanAllah. Allah says that your iman, if it is dirty, do not worry that, for example, you have not prayed salah regularly, you've left so many salahs, you've done bad actions, your face is not in the correct, your libas is not correct, you are drowned in sins, all your actions are disobedience actions. So what should you do? I'll tell you the washing machine. What is that? وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. That ask your Rabb for forgiveness. Ask your Creator for forgiveness. Now here a beautiful point arises. وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا has come in the Quran in many places. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ كَمْ إِنَّ رَبِّي كَرِيمٌ عَجِيبٌ. Allah Ta'ala said, told us different things in the Quran. But in this verse, Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Now who is Allah Ta'ala addressing here? Allah is saying that do tawbah, repent to who? Just like we say, oh, you know your father, you've done wrong to your father, ask your father for forgiveness, ask your mother for forgiveness, ask your ustad for forgiveness, your teacher. We say this, don't we? So why do we say father's name? Why do we say that do tawbah to your father? That ask your father for forgiveness. Why? Because your father has many favors that he's done to you. Many favors. Are you not ashamed that he's brought you up? Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O foolish person, ask your Rabb for forgiveness, who has many favors that he's given to you that you cannot even repay. Allahu Akbar. Do you understand the point? The one word of the Quran is so priceless. So Allah Ta'ala is mentioning to the people who are the sinful, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Allah says that you should ask your father for forgiveness. When the father's name is being given so many favors, Allah says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. You should ask for forgiveness. And ask for forgiveness from that person who you've disobeyed. Why? Is this not a massive favor of Allah on us? Allah has brought us up, He's given us food, He's given us everything, He's given us respect, He's established us in the world, our body, eyes, ears, everything, our legs. Allah says, I can take your hands, your ears, your face, your mouth. What can you do? What can you do? It's not you control, so be ashamed. Should be ashamed of yourself. Allah says, you disobey Allah, you disobey me. And Allah has given the example of Rabbakum. That don't are you not, you're not doing a favor to Allah. It's Allah who's giving you the favors. And Allah says, wastaghfiru, ask from your Rabb, ask for forgiveness. Subhanallah. What a beautiful point. You don't understand what I'm saying? Look, Allah Ta'ala is making us understand where He's given the example. That Allah says, you are doing sins. Are you not ashamed of yourself? And I still let you off. I say you do this and you say, I don't want to do it. Allah says, I tell you do this. You say, I don't want to do it. I tell you do this. All your life long, you spent your life like this, following your desires. Allah says, I am Rabb. Who is Rabb? Who is Rabb? The one who brings up. Yes, who gives, who provides. So there's no one greater than Allah who brings up. Is there anyone? It's Allah. Allah gives life, He brings us up, He gives us everything that we need, our sustenance. Yes, sir, look, Allah Ta'ala is making us realize, ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Ask for forgiveness from your Rabb. That's it. So how sad when a person goes to his father and he's committed a mistake. Ask your father for forgiveness. He's ashamed. My father said, don't do this. I've drank alcohol, I've done zina. How can I ask father for forgiveness? So what does Allah say? ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Don't worry. Don't worry. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, don't worry. Nothing to worry about. That you should come back to Rabb. And there are many favors I've given to you. Inna Rabbi Rahimu Wadud. Subhanallah. Allah says, I won't make you feel ashamed. I won't make you feel low. I won't take revenge out on you. I'm Rahimu Wadud, Allah says. Subhanallah. Allah says, you come to me with sins. Don't be ashamed. Rather, how will you find me? That you will see me with all the rahmah that I can give to you. Allah says, I'll give you rahmah mercy. Your one tear will come out in front of me. Your sins. And I promise to you, Allah says, that I'm so Rahim, merciful, so merciful, that tear that rolls out of your eyes, due to that tear, I will cool for you the hereafter. Yes? And the Jahannam will be cool for you. And the next quality, Allah says, Wadood. Allahu Akbar. This is for the sinful person. Those people then who are good and upright, then imagine what rewards they will get and goodness they'll get. That how much Allah will love those people, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah, the walis of Allah, the good pious people. Imagine how Allah will have a strong connection with them. And Allah here is addressing the sinful people. Rahimu Wadood. What is Wadood? Allah is saying here, the extreme love Allah has for His creation. Extreme love. Without any boundary. Subhanallah. So there will be the rahmah raining down, the mercy will rain down. Allah says, you cannot imagine my love because I will embrace you, Allah Ta'ala says. I'll bring you close to myself. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala has shown us a little sign of this. That, for example, if you want to see a little sign of how my love is, Allah says, I've put that sign of my love in the world. Just a little small light. Kama rabbayani saghira, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. Allahumma rabbi irhamuhuma kama rabbayani saghira. That is your mother and your father. That is the sign, the inkling of the love of Allah. Is anyone who would sit in the extreme cold and give you milk, eyes are closed, feeling sleepy, giving you milk, when you urinate to clean your wee-wee and your pick up your toilet excrement and smell it. If you've got stomach pains, you'll stay up and awake. Is anyone like this in the world? You see, that you say, oh, you come as well, isn't it? We say to the husband, he says, I've got to go to work. And they're arguing at home. And she's saying that he also has to work. She has to make the food, the chapati, do all the housework. But the father, for example, he makes an excuse. Actually, it's not his duty. He might not accept the invitation to help out to the wife at home. But he's maybe right in that this is the work that he has to go out to work. He's got to struggle and make effort. Same way, it's the duty of the wife or the mother to do the housework and look after the children. Allah Ta'ala says that if I didn't put the quality attribute of my love of the motherhood into the heart of the woman, she would never serve the child. Allah says, you can bring hundreds of thousands of mothers' combined love in front of me. They cannot challenge my love for my creation. Allah says, you'll be dirty, contaminated, impure. You'll come to me anytime. Even if you come after 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and you come to me, Allah says, Allah Ta'ala says, that I will see you and and accommodate you in the same way with rahmah and love, with mercy and love, and no complaint. Why did you do this at that time? Why did you do this at that time? No, rather you will come with to me with promotion, elevation. Allah says, I'll give you more. So this is the month of tawbah, repentance, my brothers. So should we not repent? We should repent. So this is the reason, one reason that, alhamdulillah, our worries and our problems and the reason that we aren't practicing and we're going down. There's no point crying over this or lamenting over this. We should do tawbah to Allah. Repent to Allah. And as I said, after tawbah, repenting, a person will commit sins again. Then put the iman back into the washing machine. Then do tawbah to Allah again and repent. That's why morning and evening, a person should remember Allah and do tawbah. Then put the clothes, the dirty clothes into the washing machine. Put the iman into the washing machine. Remember Allah. So now, when you put the clothes into the washing machine, it's not enough just to have washing powder, is it? Yes, the clothes do get clean, but you need something for fragrance. Yeah, we put the tablet in or the liquid in. We say, oh, there's no fragrance on the clothes. Why isn't there? So well, people will feel I should put fragrance on my clothes. People like the smell and I like the smell. So that's the reason here, that due to tawbah, iman is cleaned, it sparkles, then we should put some fragrance and conditioner in there, shouldn't we? Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, we ask Allah, tell us the fragrance so that iman can become fresh and clean and vibrant. And then the whole world and the people in the world will be benefiting from the fragrance. Those people who have fragrance in their iman, people stick themselves to that person. That's the people we call awliya, the walis of Allah. Their iman isn't just clean, the fragrance also oozes out. Why is there fragrance? Because they say, oh, when I sit next to the awliya Allah, I get real feeling of peace and contentment. That's because they apply the fragrance to the iman. They don't just wash the iman. Allah tell us, what is that fragrance or perfume, conditioner, so that when we wash our iman with tawbah, then we can apply some perfume and fragrance to the iman, so that when the people, they feel like benefit when they go to the walis of Allah, that subhanallah, I went to Hazrat, I felt contentment, I had tea, I sat a little while, and I felt really good about it. So this is the fragrance and the perfume of iman. And subhanallah, the explanation is, wadhkurullaha kathira. Allah says, I'll tell you what is the fragrance of iman. Wadhkurullaha kathira. That do this, put this fragrance in high quantity onto your iman. What is that? Dhikr of Allah. So when a person washes his iman, cleans his iman, and applies the perfume and fragrance of Allah's dhikr, then the iman won't just be clean. Rather, that perfume and fragrance will rub off onto other people. So will we do this, brothers? Okay, let's now start the dhikr of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Ta'ala wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Rahmanu wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا حصلنا وجدنا خطمنا عبدنا كل ذلك اے میرے مولا ہماری توبوں کو قبول فرما اے اللہ ہمارے صغیرہ کبیرہ گناہوں کو معاف فرما بچپن سے لے کے اب تک دم سے نادانی میں گناہوں میں جہالت میں میرے مولا ہم سب کی معافی مانگتے ہیں اے میرے مولا تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا کریم تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ تو ہی ہے جسے معافی مانگنا ہے میرے مولا تیرے سوا ہے کون جسے معافی مانگے یا کریم میرے رب تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا یا اللہ میری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہماری بیماریوں کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما دے ہماری زندگی میں سکون نصیب فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے معاملات جہاں اٹکے ہوئے میرے مولا ان کو حل فرما دے یا کریم تو ہی ہے ہر حل کا مکمل کرنے والا یا اللہ تو ہی ہے شفا دینے والا تو ہی ہے ہر معاملات کو بہتر کرنے والا اے میرے مولا تری طرف ہم رجوع فرماتے ہیں یا کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و علیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین آمین آمین